I spoke with one of three remaining American monks, Father Cyprian Harrison, who's now a guest in the monastery after helping run it for decades. I began by asking him what emotions he was feeling now that the transfer is complete.
Well, we're complex, so there's always mixed emotions. A sense of regret that we were not able to continue to make it ourselves on our own, but mostly gratitude and sort of a sense of wonder of how this has really worked. It, without God's blessing, it would not have turned out as well as it has. On a lighter note, this has been compared to a Hail Mary pass in a football game, where it's been a good game, time is running out, you're behind, and so the quarterback decides to throw a very high, strong, long pass into the end zone. He has his receiver tear out in that direction. He throws the pass, and he prays a Hail Mary that he might catch it and cross the goal line and win the game.
Oh, I'm beaming from ear to ear, but I have interviewed you before, and if I recall, you're a Hoosiers basketball fan more than a football fan, so I'm a little surprised by the analogy, Father.
Actually, Notre Dame is in Indiana also, so there's the football tradition, too.
Very true. I should mention also that I retreat to your monastery a couple of times a year just to get some solitude, and I've noticed that the food in the guest house has progressively featured more and more Vietnamese dishes, and I'm wondering if you can share any little anecdotes of how you all have had to, you know, reach across cultural lines to make this work between the American monks and the Vietnamese monks there in the monastery.
For us, in the beginning, they use a lot of seafood. That's their whole culture and way of part of their menu. And took us a while. And then they had no idea of what to do with potatoes. Of course, rice three times a day for them, but they're learning more and more some American ways, and we're learning more and more to appreciate their Vietnamese way.
I don't want to ask you to weigh in on anything political. I know you can't really do that. But this country right now is experiencing a lot of debate in terms of immigrants and refugees, and yet here you have this immigrant population of monks in the rural Ozarks that began with, it sounds like, the story of a refugee. Is there a lesson to be learned, do you think, by what's happening there at Assumption Abbey?
Well, my own view of the United States is that God is using our country in spite of the terrible things we've done to the Native American Indians along the way, as a nation of people from all over the world who come in and gradually identify as United States citizens, Americans, and it shows that we are all one family. The whole human race is one family. And the United States is quite unique in our population. Other more ancient countries are made up more of their individual citizens, but we are made up of this whole mixture. So I think this is part of the growing pains, the present turmoil and conflict, but I think we'll work our way through it and continue this God-given role that the United States has in the whole world community.
Father Cyprian Harrison, one of three American monks remaining at the Assumption Abbey in South Central Missouri. Thank you very much for taking time to talk with us, Father.
Okay, thanks, you too.
Harrison said Assumption Abbey will continue to produce and sell its famous fruitcakes. In recent years, the bakery has sent more than 20,000 fruitcakes a year from its kitchens in Douglas County to customers around the world. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.